Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
I guess several people have probably pointed out to you by now that today is Friday the 13th and it's a full moon. Mercury is in retrograde and all of the other superstitious stuff aside, it's crazy here in the Bob Tuscan household. The baby's real fussy. Wife's real fussy. Did I say that? I'm real fussy. Everyone's real fussy. And as a result, I don't know how long I can hang for tonight. I have some stuff in the works, though, folks, so that you'll get more Bob Tuscan, believe it or not. I know. You guys were happy to get rid of me these last couple weeks. But no, you'll get more Bob Tuscan because of some changes I am making. And therefore, you're going to have more Bob Tuscan, but more importantly, more guests and colleagues of mine joining the show and contributing their insights and valuable knowledge on many of the topics that, of course, the lamestream media won't cover. Tonight we have a great roundtable. We're just going to have kind of everyone and their uncle on the show tonight and their aunts as well. Oh, and by the way, happy early Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Thank you.
It was funny because I am transitioning in my own personal life from the role of a son, and I'm still a son, to the role of a son and now a father. And when I heard it was Father's Day, I didn't even think at first that it was applicable to me. So in other words, I was thinking about it in the context of, oh, it's Father's Day, I better call my dad, I better make sure I wish him a happy Father's Day, send him a card, whatever. But it took me a second to say, oh yeah, you know what, that's right, Father's Day applies to me as well. Which is you know, I don't care about the holiday, because at the end of the day, it means nothing. What means something to me is the value and the beauty I get in being there for my son and trying to enlighten him and not repeat some of the stuff that my parents did wrong. And after all, that's kind of what we do. We try to correct some of the things that weren't the right way, if you will, in our childhoods with our parents. And with that, I bring two of the coolest fathers that I know on the show with me, and I'll of course bring on Steve Starrs, who is a staple here, and gonna have a really hard time getting rid of him. Steve-O, how are you tonight, man?
Hey, I'm doing very, very well, and happy Father's Day to you, Bob. I know it's a new thing for you, and it is relatively to me too, and it's a responsibility and obligation. My dad has passed away now, but To all fathers, I hope them the best. And, of course, today is Friday the 13th. Oddly enough, this is my dad's birthday. My dad was born on a Friday the 13th, you know, and you brought that up. So, but he was a, you know, for a guy who never really had the greatest luck in life, you know, he was an awesome fellow, man. Quite a man. And I know John's joining us tonight, and I'm sure he has his stories. And there's so much news we're going to get to, I'm sure. You know, the whole thing blowing up with in Iraq and all this right now and everything going on. But
it's a scary situation. And I hear all the neocons going crazy about it, claiming, oh, no, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, we should never have left. And but for whatever reason, they seem to have been supporting Al-Qaeda when it came to the border in Syria. Yeah, there's a little bit of a double standard there, but now everyone's outraged, and we'll definitely cover that in-depthly, and I'll go ahead and bring John, the Caribbean critic, on with us as well. John, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing all right. Father's Day, my good night. It's great grandfather's day for me, boy.
Oh, geez, you're all the way up there, man.
Great
Father's Day, wow. Do they celebrate Father's Day in the UK and in the Caribbean?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. And at some point we'll be bringing on Danny.
Oh, cool. This is a great
I'm
day.
Sure.
A great Father's Day, a great show coming up, and Bob Tuscan, who's only on the first round. I'm actually a step grandfather, or, you know, but my step grandkids don't know that. I'm grandpa to them, and it'll always be that way. So, you know.
That's sweet.
Yeah. They don't know any better, or they'd get rid of me. No, right? No, I'm good to them. Love those boys.
Yeah.
So, yes, but Bob will get to John and his you know, he's always done an excellent job with analysis.
And one other thing. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if it's my place to say anything, but I just want to say publicly, I guess I should just call him privately, but publicly as well, condolences to the RBN family. That's all I'll say. Some stuff has gone on and really, really sad, man. I'm not sure how much it wants to be addressed or whatever, but condolences to everyone, you know, John, Sandra, and everyone. So I might not be there, but I'm definitely there in spirit. So, anyways, John, did you want to bring up to start? And I know this kind of is a doomy and gloomy thing to start with for sure, but did you want to bring up some of the recent news with Fukushima?
Yeah, coming out of both Japan and the ENE news, the European Nuclear Energy News, they're now saying that even though they've been pouring tons and tons of water over the number two reactor core, cooling pool. It appears that some of the rods and what have you are exposed to the air there. The water level has fallen somewhat. And if it falls too far, basically the ones in the air will get hotter and hotter and hotter until they start to burn. And we'll see another massive plume coming across the Pacific. But more importantly, they're now saying that the ice dam that they were going to do, which I called impossible because you cannot hold that amount of water back forever. It would just go over the top eventually. Apparently, they're now not going to do that. They're just going to let it flow into the Pacific. And as an estimate, unless they do something really rapid or find a new technology, that's going to happen for the next several hundred years. It's bleeding into the Pacific of radioactive waste.
As you had told us about, and of course, this has not been addressed properly technologically or any other way, and the ice dam project, I guess, is now pretty much defunct as far as holding it in its back, right, John?
Yeah. Well, apparently, you see, from the in our mountainous regions, when the snowmelt occurs, which is already doing and is happening now, there's not only surface water through rivers and streams, but there's underground water courses that go actually under the Fukushima plant. And if you try and freeze that up, then it's, I mean, the whole area of the plant is already a swamp region, you know. I mean, the ground is soft. We know the buildings are sinking. And it's only a matter of time before some crazy disaster happens. Well, that's just my opinion, but as I've said many, many times, I've predicted things that were going to happen. They've happened, despite all the denials from various so-called professional sources. And they happen, and you know, it just dismays me that the Japanese are not calling on the world's nuclear experts to give them a hand to sort this thing out. Maybe. Saving face.
The Bob Tuscan Show. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I guess Bob is still with us, but I'm not sure he's with the show right at the moment. And Steve Starrs, along with John, the Caribbean critic. We were talking a little bit about Fukushima, and let John finish up with that. John, are there any more things we need to know? Of course, you're saying Reactor 2 is now filling with water. They're not able to pump it out. The ice dam jam idea has not worked. And what's the rest of all of that? Did I leave any part of it out?
Well, again, it's now confirmed that the actual reactor cores of 1, 2, and 3, they have no idea where they are. They know they're deep in underground. I don't see as they're making any progress, to be honest.
Yeah, and that's kind of what you predicted a long time ago, that there was not going to be any progress or any way or means that these people were going to be able to contain this without the appropriate emergency measures. And you've made some recommendations, but I don't think anybody has a solution, do they?
Not really, no. The only solution really is to do what they did at Chernobyl. But even that then is not going to stop this bleeding of contaminated water into the Pacific Ocean. It'll only stop the aerosols, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep in touch with it and keep watching it. Of course, we have people on the West Coast now who are taking measurements. We're looking at things. I think you've advised people that they may be very hesitant to, ingest any fish or seafood from the Pacific. We know that the starfish are dying for some, they say, unexplained reason, which is one of the things that you said would be a symptom of some of this contamination getting over here, right?
Absolutely. The same with the sardines. They are the sardine population in the Pacific is collapsing, which of course is the main food for the tuna. And big fish eat little fish. And, so that's going to be an ongoing thing in as far as I can see, into the future. It's just nothing seems to be happening in relation to preventing this slow motion disaster.
Yeah, we just have to keep an eye on it and see, as we usually do, to bring you back all the time because you've got such good information about it and you have the expertise to look at this. And, I don't know what our next step is, of course. And, I know also you've got some perspectives, of course, that might not be the same that a lot of people here in the States or, from the Western mainstream slime stream, sludge stream media, which, I strongly denounce, having at one time worked for it and left it very gladly. I'm not looking back either. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it was yesterday I had a slight difference of opinion with a gentleman I have a respect for, Mr. Rivero, about this situation in Iraq. And he was posing various questions, and I didn't manage to get my point of view fully across because we're intervened by the promotions and the break. But anyway, what I was at odds with Michael was that these people are not all Iraqis. These people are coming across the border from Syria into Iraq, and they are a lot of Syrians in there, the ISIL, and that's the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, this grouping. But he was asking, where are they getting all the American weapons from? Well, that would be America, who supplied them to the terrorists to fight against Assad in Syria. They're bringing them back.
Yes, sir.
They're carrying them with them. It's so obvious. I mean, And then the first thing they do is go into an ex-military, U.S. military base and take over all the tanks and armored personnel carriers and whatever. So now this group are fully armed, they go into Mosul and take $420 odd billion out of the central bank there. So not only are they now well armed, but they're well funded. In fact, they're probably the best funded terrorist group on the planet.
So, yeah, I agree. I just posted a video, or I'm going to post a video in the chat room, and you might have seen it that I brought it up there. There's a death march, it looks like, or a prison march that's going on right now. And the video is just, it was published on the 12th, actually, but it shows you, new videos were posted today that show thousands of Iraqi soldiers captured by ISIS in Tikrit, you know, which I guess would be up north, as I understand, the old area up there that they've already pretty
just
much
just south of Mosul.
Right. And they've taken, I mean, if you see this, this is quite horrific because, I mean, the road is full of people about 6-7 across, and it winds way up the road. And these are boys and men, and they're young fellows, mostly, it looks like. Quite a horrific scene. And I have, whenever you see something like this, I always have very serious questions about, you know, where this is going to end up, because it looks very similar to things that we've seen before in this kind of a purging situation. So I don't know if you've had a chance to look at that. I've just posted it in the chat room, I hope, and they'll be able a chance to take a chance to look at it too. So it does look quite terrifying. I mean, this kind of looks like what happened, what we saw in Cambodia, you know, during the Khmer Rouge, when people were just marched in droves, or the Hutu and the Tutsi in Rwanda. Do you remember that, John? Things like that. And so as a result, you're absolutely correct. But even the mainstream news media has pointed out what you just said, that these were the weapons that we armed the Iraqi army with. These were also the weapons that we gave to the Syrians, or not to the Syrians, but to the Takfiris. The Takfiris, if you like, or the people that were fighting up there, that we were supporting, the Al-Qaeda that we funded, of course, and now they've turned on Iraq, and they're basically taking things over. So where were we with that? I mean, what's the overall estimate, do you think, of how serious this issue is going to become?
Very serious, because the last time I heard piece of news was that 200 plus U.S. mercenaries were surrounded and were in the process of being eliminated. And these ISIL, whether you call them terrorists or freedom fighters or what have you, doesn't really matter. They're less than 30 miles from the center of Baghdad, which means they're already on the outskirts of Baghdad. And how you can, John McCain and these other nutcases can say we have to bomb these people. What would that achieve? Seriously, what would bombing this Baghdad again, what would it achieve? You're not going to kill all these people from the air. The only way to stop it is from the ground, and they're not prepared to go in on the ground. So all you're going to be doing is killing a few of the ISIL, but you're going to be killing an awful lot of innocent Iraqis.
Yeah, because they're so, I mean, it's not like they're using human shields, but that's what they have, essentially, because there's so many of these people integrated into the system. Okay, the Bob Tuscan Show will continue. Your host, John the Caribbean Critic, and myself, Steve Starrs, after the break.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, friends, to the Friday the 13th special of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starrs and John, the Caribbean critic, have joined us. John and I are kind of hosting the show right now. Bob is putting out some fires at home and, taking care of some sick babies and things. And we're just kind of floating along here. And I don't mean to bring a lot of bad news into Friday the 13th. We've talked a little bit about Fukushima. We're getting into the subject of Iraq and what's happening right now. I posted in our chat room at BobTuscan.com a photograph or some video that came in of this huge prisoner march that's taking place right now. It doesn't look good, of course, and John will explain to you the things that I understood that he was talking about during the break and agree with, that, you know, we have a situation here that is a well-funded terrorist group, funding that is provided by the United States and Saudi Arabia. And John, how does this all fit together? We got the Shiites mostly in the south. We've got Sunnis in the midsection of Iraq, and then the Kurds in the north. And, of course, the north has pretty well been overrun by now from the, what was the resistance against Assad in Syria that we funded, and now they've turned on the Iraqi government, and the whole Iraqi government is somewhat frail. Isn't that the case at this point, and opportune for people who want to take over?
Well, absolutely opportune, because the people of Iraq are just as angry with their government as I suggest many Americans are with this Obama administration. But there's a lot of politicking going on in the States and in Britain and in France about this situation. I mean, basically the situation, just imagine Saddam Hussein was back. There was none of this rubbish going on. You know, I mean, the Takfiris, the Al-Qaeda, they would have been crushed completely. I mean, he did crush them. He just had an iron grip on the country and kept three different peoples together. But since the invasions of Desert Storm and this latest one, and it's still going on, regardless of the so-called pullout, there's at least 20,000 contractors there, and I think about 10,000 US troops in the green zone. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's all about the dollar, the sale of Iraqi oil for the dollar, Bretton Woods. That's what it's all about, nothing else. Never was about humanitarian, and Saddam Hussein was brutal.
Yeah, do you think it's also about geopositioning, you know, in between Iran and Syria, and what you might call the Fertile Crescent of Shiite antagonism against Western interests, as you pointed out before, the Saudi Arabians, Israel, and the whole Mideastern corridor there that they've tried to control for so long, and the whole thing's falling apart.
Well, it is falling apart, and I think that's one of the intentions, is to create these micro-states, you know, a Shia state in the south of Iraq, a Sunni in the middle, and a Kurdish in the north. The same with Syria, an Alawite, and a Druze, and a Kurdish state in the east. So there's no state big enough to challenge Israel, basically. That's what it's all about. There's no state large enough, powerful enough to challenge the Middle East hegemony of Israel. Of course, that means that they're going to have to go after Iraq as well.
Right, and the Saudis, of course, have always had their interest in this. They were behind the first Gulf War, 91-90, around in there with the project, or Operation Desert Storm, if you recall. And but they're deeply involved in funding this as well, right? I mean, they're a big part of that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when this Desert Storm started, what happened to oil prices? And how much extra did Saudi Arabia make out of, you know, the American and European purchases of Saudi crude? I mean, they're obviously there for the money. And that's all it's about, it's the money.
Yeah, you know, and you could probably tell us with a lot more expertise about the UK's history with Saudi Arabia in the region and going back, you know, to World War I and all that. How did this whole thing come about, Saudi Arabia itself? I mean, kind of in the shadow of Lawrence of Arabia in those days.
Absolutely. Basically, the British destroyed the Turkish Caliphate, which took into its arena all these states, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, the Palestinian state. Everything, Lebanon, it was all part of the Turkish Caliphate, right down to Saudi Arabia and all the Emirates. And yeah, Lawrence of Arabia, but then of course Britain came along and defeated the Caliphate, put rulers on maps and drew straight lines. They created funny shapes, but drew straight lines. Didn't matter about the ethnic origin or the tribal origins of the peoples. These lines went right through the middle of them, you know, and this side is Iraq, this side is Kuwait, down there is Saudi Arabia. And then, of course, the British installed the royals, the caliphs and the al-Sauds in power. I mean, we, the British, were responsible for these Arab sheikhs and royal families. So yeah, if it's anybody to blame, it's the British. I mean, the British were the crudest aggressive invaders until we were superseded by the American. But now, of course, it's the Anglo-American Zionist alliance.
Right, yeah, now it's hard to tell the difference anymore because it's all a part of the same empire, the New World Order, if you like. And
well, it is. I mean, everybody shares everything. You know, GCHQ and various other British establishments gathering information in Europe and in the Asian region because of our ties to Singapore, Malaysia, India, Pakistan. We've got equipment there that's been there for donkeys, and all this stuff is fed through GCHQ down through this huge fiber optic cable over to the NSA and CIA. And of course the NSA, CIA share it with Mossad and the Shin Bet. So, you know, it's all one thing.
Yeah, a tremendous amount of Israeli security operating through the internet now. As a matter of fact, they're probably the chief operators of this this system, as I understand. You know, I don't know how deep it goes, but obviously, you know, the question I would raise, though, as you look at what's happening here, what do you think the outcome is going to be? I mean, are we going to see, because for so long, you know, even Iraqis have had differences with the Shiites in Iran, Iraqi Shiites, that is. And we remember the Iraqi war during the Reagan era, and, you know, we remember some of these things that happened before and all of this. Go ahead.
But Saddam Hussein was a Ba'athist.
Yeah, right.
Alawite. Sunni type. Alawite, Sunni type. So, yeah, I mean, the Shias that are now in power become quite friendly with Iran. Al-Maliki is, you know, has built bridges with Iran since.
Yeah, and I even saw, and not to mention any credit to in the mainstream news media, but I even saw on CBS News tonight that there were Sunnis in the southern part of Iraq who were revolting against the government as well and joining the rebellion here, and because they're so fed up with it. You know, so it's not just a secular war, sectarian war, as they call it, right?
Well, the American media, Steve, is like pushing this idea that it's all coming down from the north. No, the whole country is revolting. They're all, you know, this is reminiscent of 1979 in Iran, when the whole of Iran welled up against the Shah and the other U.S. puppet government there. You know? And this is the same thing, I believe, that it's not just the ISIL that's involved, it's others. And just ordinary Iraqis who are really fed up to the back teeth with this U.S. puppet government of al-Maliki.
Yeah, he's definitely in some trouble. And, of course, Obama's issuing his conditions, you know, saying that we never go into any conflict without a plan. What? We never go into any conflict without a plan. And according to Obama, he's going to wait a couple of days until the Iraqi government comes up. He's waiting on them, waiting for the Iraqi government, you know. Al-Maliki and these people like that to come up with a plan, right, before he does anything. Not that he should, but, I mean, anything he's going to do is disastrous going to be anyway. All right, we'll get back with you, friends, on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stay tuned during the break. John and I will continue.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Bob Tuscan Show continues. John, the Caribbean critic, joining us as a co-host tonight with myself as we kind of wing it for Bob while he's taking care of business on this Friday the 13th. Wishing everybody a happy Father's Day. We've got, of course, unfortunately, as Friday the 13th ominously sometimes predicted, bad news. We've talked about Fukushima. We are also now talking a little bit about Iraq. John's got some pretty extensive, it might have cost him a little to get it too. Some good information on what's happening there. We're talking about the armaments. We're talking about the allies, the terrorist tactics, and the tossed salad of humanity and the suffering civilization birthplace of Mesopotamia, right, which is now called Iraq. So, yeah, where were we, John?
Well, before we go, I mean, Friday the 13th, this is a one in 86 or even longer years where the full moon falls on Friday the 13th. But just to go forward, all you boys and girls out there in the audience, this is, unless you're afraid of the Friday 13th, this is your chance to call into the show with your questions, your viewpoints, your voice. This is your voice to go across America. The number, 800-313-9443. Call in, boys and girls. Make your voice heard. Yeah, we were talking about Iraq, Steve, and things are just going from bad to worse. But Iraq is just a distraction from the same thing that's happening in Libya.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, even Gaddafi had predicted, as did Saddam, the fall of his regime would lead to this kind of chaos, and lo and behold, deja vu over and over, right?
Yep, and it looks like the puppet government in Libya is about to be deposed by a ex-Gaddafi general who supposedly was a CIA asset, but who knows? But now we get to, I mean, even in Ukraine, Poroshenko, we now learn through various sources that he was actually an agent for the U.S. State Department. My good night.
Yeah,
and the president of a foreign country, a supposed sovereign nation of Ukraine. I mean, how sovereign is it when the guy who runs the place was an agent of the American State Department? It's absolute nonsense.
Another part of that extensive outreach of the New World Order's globalist network of people that they keep putting in various places in order to control those economies and the politics, and it doesn't last for very long. Or at least there's a turmoil that's resultant from it. Because every time we put a person in power, you look at all the puppets that the U.S. has supported. Batista, the Shah, Saddam Hussein, Noriega, Somoza, you know, Allende, Pinochet, actually. And, you know, you can just, the list goes on and on and on, of course. And they never last for very long because they become so corrupt. And even you remember the days when Muammar Gaddafi was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I mean, sometimes he was the worst of the worst, and then the rest of the time he was a reformer and our buddy. And, of course, that all went sour, didn't it?
Well, yeah, but I believe that he committed the mortal sin, otherwise he would still be in power. And the mortal sin was to issue a value-based currency called the gold dinar. And the central banking system, the Federal Reserve System, the Bank of England just couldn't allow that to happen.
Absolutely. And then he also had the idea that maybe the people in Libya should have something to say about where the oil that was under their ground went, too, I think.
Well, actually, yeah. Every citizen above the age of 18 got a stipend from the oil sales of something over $2,000 per month.
That's a nice little pension.
and the electricity in the country was free. Imagine having free electricity in America. You got $50,000 towards buying a new car. You want a house. Renting in Libya was illegal, so everybody was mandated with thousands of dollars of assistance to purchase a property as soon as you got married.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad idea for a lot of people, and you can see why a lot of people supported Gaddafi, in spite of all of his atrocities, and there were some rough times coming to that conclusion, I know. But
he was brutal with the terrorists, the Al-Qaedas, and the what have you of this world. He absolutely was.
And
he just wouldn't stand it.
Yeah, and now the whole thing, as he predicted, has turned into a disaster just exactly the way he predicted. Is this similar to what Saddam Hussein had said for so long about what would happen in Iraq? And as you pointed out, he was a Ba'athist. He was, he was our brutal guy to knuckle down on everybody there. And, I mean, of course the tactics he used were atrocious. I mean, they were monstrous. But this is a very difficult part of the world to control. When you have so many different sectarian groups and so many different people with holy sites and ideals and the age-old battle between Sunnis and Shia, and as well as a number of other different interests in there as well. So, I mean, it takes that kind of a monster to hold things down, it seems to me.
Well, yeah. One of the things it reminds me of is you're saying Gaddafi's predictions. I'm thinking of Osama bin Laden in his... release, I think it was 1999, or was it 2000? Anyway, late on, just before he died, what he said was about this war in Afghanistan. We don't want to win this war. All we want to do is keep the Americans fighting until they go bankrupt. And guess what? America is bankrupt. Yeah. He's reaching beyond the grave to...
When you said he died, did you mean the first time in 2000? Or the
well,
time?
Yeah.
How many times has he died?
About nine times.
Yeah,
but actually, I think he died of kidney failure, Marfan's disease, in December 2001.
Probably not long after 9/11, if even that long, right?
No, it wasn't long after, no.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, it's a pretty hideous situation. Of course, you've seen the pictures of, I believe it was Brzezinski shaking hands and standing there with Osama bin Laden. And the same people that we funded with the Mujahideen, ISI, and the CIA connections, of course, you know, we see the same group of people here. And now our enemy has become our friend, which was our friend, and now the enemy our friend. And now we don't know who's who. And the thing is spinning out of control, and Obama doesn't have any solution to it, as if we ever had a solution in the first place back in 2003 when we invaded Iraq the first time. Or not the first time, the second time. Or the third, or whatever it was. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well, if you look back at history, Steve, in reality, the Brits have always hated the Russians. Hence the Crimea War in the first place in the late 1800s. But then we get the First World War where, you know, the Germans were our enemies and the French were our friends. Bearing in mind we've always been fighting with the French. But, you know, then we moved to the Second World War. Well, the Germans were still our enemies and then the Russians were our friends and the Americans were our friends. Then you go past the Vietnam era and various others, which we, as Britons, refused to participate in. But then now, up until, I think it was about 89, we still hated the Russians. And then between 89 and 2011, we loved the Russians and loved the Germans. All these people we hated before, now we were in love with them. And it's all nonsense. It's all geopolitics. It's all a chess game. And we're falling for the Brzezinski chessboard.
Yeah, right. That's his game, of course. And he's been playing it for quite some time now with the advent of the Trilateral Commission. Hey, we'll be back with your phone calls on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stay with us.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.